Chapter 3. Choose Happy. Have you ever seen a grouchy person being happy or having fun? Of course not. It just doesn't happen. Someone who complains all the time, has a woe-is-me attitude, is not what I would call a happy or fun person. We get to choose to be happy or sad, negative or positive, fun or not. The world tries to take our joy, and it wants us to believe that we have no choices, to think that the world is a big, mean place and that we have no control. The world says there's no right or wrong, just do what feels right. And how is that working? I see a lot of people who go around doing whatever they want, yet are not happy and aren't enjoying life. So what does it mean to be happy anyway, and what does that have to do with fun? Let me ask you, what is happiness to you? Is it being silly and laughing a lot? Maybe. Is it sitting and relaxing, feeling at peace? Possibly. Is it being out with friends, enjoying a nice dinner? Could be. You really are the one who determines what happy means to you. Take a moment, go back to your piece of paper. What are some things that make you happy? Go ahead and list them. Try 5. Just start with 5 things. And then I'd say, just as life goes along, continue to make a list and find those things that do make you happy so you can focus on that. The next question is, what makes you feel good? Let's think about that. What are the things that make us feel good? You put on that special blouse that makes you feel like $1 million. It brings a smile to your face. You try on a pair of pants you haven't worn in a while, and they fit great. Ooh, isn't that cool? It helps to notice these little things because often they can turn into big things. A little smile in the day can help make your day a little brighter, makes you more ready for fun. Let's look at some small things that make you feel good. I mentioned a couple. Now it's your turn. Just some small things that make you feel good. You can choose to be happy. It may take time and practice, but it's true. How does getting a compliment make you feel? Maybe someone told you you have a great smile, or they love your hair, or, hey girl, you look great today. Those small gestures can make our day, right? Because it makes you feel good. Think about the way you can make others feel good, too. Share the smiles and share the compliments. Look for ways to give a sincere compliment. This is important. Never lie. Begin to notice the good things about the people around you. One of my big ones is people who answer the phone. Sometimes you get that flat, boring voice and you don't even want to leave a message. I wonder sometimes if business owners really understand how important that first hello or that first greeting is to their company. On the other hand, when someone answers and is alive, friendly, and helpful, I tell them. This is becoming so unusual that I make sure I tell them how nice it was to chat with them. I'll say, by the way, thanks so much for being so friendly and nice. I really appreciate it. It's the truth, and now I've made her day just a little bit brighter. Here are some other examples to help you get started. What beautiful eyes you have. You're so good on the phone. We are really lucky to have you at our company. Wow, you have great eyelashes. Your smile lights up the room. Thank you for your great service. Thank you for helping me today. You're so good at putting things together. You're such a great friend. Thanks for helping me with the kids. You have blessed me today. Thank you. I promise, if you look and find ways to give compliments, you will discover them. It has an amazing effect. You will see people around you begin to walk taller, be more amiable, smile more, and be more friendly, all because you took a moment to point out something good in them. You can make really big changes in your family and workplace by always looking for the good, and when you find it, acknowledge it. Not only that, they will want to hang around you. You will be the person everyone invites to parties and events. Isn't that fun? Think about what happens to you. You begin to see that your level of confidence has grown. You walk more comfortably and you walk with your head held up. You smile more. You feel lighter. You may even begin to notice that you're having more fun because your heart is more open. When you go out in public, actually you can begin in your home, you can begin to look at things differently. Have you seen that commercial where the dad comes home, he's smiling and whistling, and he says all these good things, and the family's looking at him like he's from outer space. No one recognizes him. He must have been a real downer before. He tries to dance with his wife in the middle of the day and play with the kids. The point is, the family doesn't recognize him with his new attitude. According to the ad, it's because his feet feel better. He's got on his gels. We don't have to get gels for our shoes, but we can change how our family responds to us when our thoughts and our attitudes change. Proverbs 4:23 says, "Be careful how you think. Your life is shaped by your thoughts." A smile can be the beginning of fun. You can't be having fun and frown. It just doesn't go together. Smile costs you nothing and can bless someone else. Smile at the woman at the grocery store whose child is crying instead of looking away and saying something not so nice under your breath or in your head. Smile at her and the child. Smile as you walk down the street. Say hello. Oh my gosh, it won't kill you or hurt you, and they might even smile back. Try it. One thought, one word, one smile at a time. The next time you are in a social situation, make a point to look around and find something good. It could be while shopping and someone is kind to you, or you go to a meeting where you don't know anyone. Rather than being scared or timid or fearful and wondering what will they say about me, take your eyes off of you and focus on them. Look around the room and find someone to give a smile, maybe a sincere compliment. Our own fears are what hold us back. We're worried about someone making fun of us, not liking us. Maybe you're not dressed right, etc. Let it go. A few years ago, I was out shopping in Kansas City with my daughter, and it was in the ladies department looking for clothes. I looked around the room, and there was a woman who looked so nice, and she had beautiful hair. Now, that just happens to be one of the things I notice in people a lot. I went up to her, and I told her how lovely she looked and that I loved her hair. She got tears in her eyes. I was so shocked, and I immediately apologized. "I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to offend you." She said she couldn't remember the last time someone had complimented her and thanked me. Wow, I was so humbled. God had used me that day to make a difference to that woman. Sometimes we can be so focused on ourselves that we don't realize what a small gesture, a smile, can touch someone's heart. Look for opportunities. Here are a few tips for entering a room. Walk in with your head up and smile. It makes you more approachable. Walk tall, no slouching. Get your head out of your purse. It tells others you don't want to interact. Turn off your cell phone. When you're on the phone, it's saying, "I'm busy, don't bother me." Again, smile. It's important to look approachable and available. When you walk in and you look for another smiling face, you may find your next best friend, a new client, or just enjoy yourself. Look for the good in others, focus on them, and you'll find you can relax and be more comfortable. What you think about, you bring about. I'm a movie buff, and one of my favorites is Pollyanna. Pollyanna by Eleanor Porter. If you're familiar with the movie, you'll recall that Pollyanna was a young girl whose parents were missionaries. When they died, she went to live with her Aunt Polly, who was a straight-laced, stern, and seemingly unloving woman. She did things out of duty. Little did she know how Pollyanna would change her and everyone around her. Pollyanna's father was a happiness preacher. He told Pollyanna that there were over 800 glad texts in the Bible. She looked for the positive in every situation. She shared joy with everyone around her. That's what we call Pollyanna thinking. Looking for the good, seeing the blessings in your life, sharing love and not judgment. This all begins in our minds and how we think. As I was growing up, I saw a lot of Christians going around with a look that I call holier than thou. You know, that serious, judgmental face. They never seemed happy. Everything was about do not, do not, do not. Trying to be good enough. What I didn't see was that joyful love of Christ. What about grace and unconditional love? Which are you? We have the joy, love, and the hope of Christ, the lover of our souls. Let's show it, reflect, and proclaim it. We don't have to preach it. Just live it. We can lead others with joy. The saying, "You can catch more flies with honey than vinegar," applies here. Love is attractive and powerful. When we love others instead of judge or condemn, the message of love can shine forth. This is choosing happy. Are you going to be fun or a dud? Life becomes more fun when we get over ourselves and laugh. When we're looking for the good in others, then we don't freak out about what's wrong with us. Ladies, we put so much pressure on ourselves. You deserve to walk through life a little lighter. You may need to practice. Do one new thing a day. Pretend to be Wonder Woman. Turn around in circles. Try it. You just might like it. Keep a list this week on the ways you've changed or thought differently. Did you do something random or surprised your family or a friend? Here's some ideas. Instead of going straight home to do homework, get in the car and go to the park for 30 minutes. Play with the kids. If you're home with the kids all day, call a babysitter or a neighbor and ask for 30 minutes. Then go out for a walk by yourself. Take a bubble bath or run to the coffee shop and meet a girlfriend. Play some music. Dance around the kitchen. Pretend you're singing into a microphone and use your hairbrush. If you like pets, go to a shelter or a pet store and just enjoy being around the animals. Jump on the bed. Oh my gosh. I mean, that's pretty crazy, right? Take a spontaneous trip to the zoo. In the late 80s, we were living in Nashville and it was our anniversary. The kids were young, money was tight, and we didn't have a babysitter. So to do something different, I decided to surprise Bill when he got home. I put on a cocktail dress. Now, it had been a long time since I'd gotten dressed up. I was all dolled up, set the china and the silver in the dining room, and we met him in the door for pizza. The kids thought it was hilarious, and Bill was surprised. We had fun trying to be proper eating pizza on the family china in the dining room. I have a great friend who shares a story about surprising her husband at Halloween. Her kids were out in the neighborhood. They were a little older, so they were by themselves. She put on her fur coat, slipped out the back door, and went around to the front door and rang the doorbell. Her husband opened the door, and she flashed him. She only had on her fur coat. One of her favorite sayings is, "Take the girdle off your brain and let your mind go." Today, I guess she would say, "Take the Spanx off your brain." Think out of the box. Make a list of 5 things. That's right, get your pen and your paper and go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. What 5 things could you do differently? Just to be spontaneous and to lighten things up a little bit. I'd love to hear your stories and ideas. My contact information is at the end of the book, so send me a message. I'd love to hear it.